Welcome to a deep dive into the future of higher ed assessment. You ready to explore how AI is going to like revolutionize how we measure student learning?
I'm ready.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because there's some pretty interesting hurdles along the way.
Oh.
Yeah. Our guide for all this is Dr. Ruth Slotnick, the Director of Assessment over at Bridgewater State University.
Okay.
And she's got some great insights for us from Focus on Friday SLO Talks. You familiar with that?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, cool. So specifically, we're going to look at the culmination of this year-long series they did called Java Jams, all about AI and assessment.
Wow, a whole year.
Yeah.
What I think is so fascinating is that this wasn't like some big academic conference or top-down initiative, you know? This Java Jams thing was totally community-driven and volunteer-led.
That's really cool.
It really speaks volumes about how much interest there is at a grassroots level about this topic. There's a real sense of urgency, too.
Totally. We're talking about a super diverse group of educators from like community colleges and ed tech specialists. We even had a university provost.
Wow.
Yeah. All coming together to try and figure out this whole emerging technology thing.
That's amazing.
It's clear this isn't just a theoretical discussion. You know, this is a real conversation that's happening on the front lines of education.
Absolutely. And the fact that so many people were willing to give their time and their expertise to this series, I think really shows how important the topic is.
Yeah.
These are people who are really invested in making sure assessment keeps moving forward and who are excited about the potential of AI.
For sure. Now, Dr. Slotnick pointed out a few key themes that emerged from the Java Jams series. And one that really stood out to me was this idea that assessment professionals need to take the lead when it comes to adopting AI.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like she's saying, hey, we're the assessment experts, right?
Right.
So we shouldn't just sit back and wait for the technology to like dictate our practices. We need to be proactive.
I agree. We need to shape how AI is used in our field.
Exactly.
But, you know, that leadership role that you're talking about requires more than just being enthusiastic about AI.
Yeah, for sure.
You need to really understand it. The capabilities, the limitations, and all the ethical stuff surrounding it.
Yeah.
And that's where another key takeaway from Java Jams comes in, the importance of actually experimenting hands-on.
Oh, yeah. You can't lead effectively if you're just reading about AI in a textbook, right?
Exactly.
You got to get your hands dirty and play around with these tools to really get how they work and how you can use them in real-world assessment stuff.
Totally. It's like trying to learn to drive a car reading the manual only gets you so far, you know? You have to actually get behind the wheel and try it out to gain the skills and confidence to handle different situations.
For sure. So we have this clear message coming out of Java Jams that assessment professionals need to step up, dive in, and start playing around with AI. But here where things get a little interesting and maybe a bit confusing.
Mm.
Dr. Slotnick shared some survey data that shows this weird disconnect between like this call to action and what's actually happening with AI adoption in higher ed assessment.
This is where things start to get real. And this is why this deep dive is so important.
Exactly. So get this. Dr. Slotnick found that a large percentage of assessment professionals, over half, actually believe that AI is going to be a big part of their work in the near future.
Wow. So they see it coming.
They do. They see it coming. And they recognize that it has the potential to change things up.
Okay. But here's the thing, right? Even though they believe in it, the vast majority of these folks aren't actually using AI in their assessment practices right now.
It's like they know a tool is powerful, but they just leave it sitting in the toolbox. You know?
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
And it gets even weirder. A good chunk of these professionals, even the ones who aren't using AI right now, say they feel prepared for this AI future.
Oh, wow.
So that leaves us with this big question. Why the disconnect? Why are so many people hesitant to take the plunge?
That is the million-dollar question.
It really is. And Dr. Slotnick actually offers some pretty interesting insights based on the feedback she got from the people she surveyed.
Okay, like what?
One reason that kept coming up was this feeling of technology overload. Especially after the pandemic, when everyone was suddenly thrust into the world of remote teaching and had to learn all this new technology at like warp speed.
Oh, yeah.
It's like everyone's feeling a little burned out on tech needing a break before jumping into the next big thing.
Yeah, I can see that. It can feel like you're constantly being bombarded with new gadgets and software updates. At some point, you just need a little break.
Exactly. But is that the only reason people are hesitant? I feel like there might be something deeper going on.
Yeah, you're right. There's definitely more to it than just being tired of tech. Another thing Dr. Slotnick talked about was this wait and see kind of attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Some people are fine with letting others be the early adopters, you know, let them work out all the kinks before they jump in.
That makes sense. It's like waiting for the next generation of a phone to come out before upgrading.
Exactly.
But I wonder if they're missing out. Like, what if by waiting, assessment professionals lose the chance to actually shape how these AI tools are developed and used?
That's a really good point.
What if the early adopters are the ones who end up making all the rules?
Yeah, you're right. That raises a big question about leadership during this whole transition.
Exactly.
If assessment people are going to be the experience architects of the future, like Dr. Slotnick says, they can't just watch from the sidelines.
Right.
They need to be involved and shape how all this is integrated.
So how do we bridge this gap then? How do we get more assessment folks to move beyond this wait and see thing and actually start using AI in a real way?
Well, Dr. Slotnick had some practical ideas based on her research and all the conversations from Java Jams.
Okay, like what?
One thing is to just address this whole technology overload head on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Instead of throwing a ton of information at people about every AI tool out there, we need to focus on giving them resources that are curated, you know?
Okay.
Stuff that's accessible and specifically for assessment professionals.
So basically, instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, we need more targeted professional development. Stuff that helps them understand the practical stuff, right?
Right, like maybe workshops that focus on certain AI tools or how AI can be used to tackle specific assessment problems. And those workshops should be hands-on and interactive, you know,
I like it.
give people a chance to really play with the tools and see how they work. Remember that learning by doing thing from Java Jams?
Oh, yeah, that was key.
That's what we need more of on a bigger scale.
I totally agree. But I think we also need to address the deeper anxieties that some people might have about AI.
Like, what do you mean?
I'm talking about the fear of AI taking their jobs or their skills becoming obsolete.
That's a real concern, and we need to talk about it openly and honestly. But I think it's important to change the narrative around AI.
Okay.
It's not about replacing us, it's about making us better.
Okay, I like that.
It's about humans and machines working together, each bringing something unique to the table.
So instead of seeing AI as a threat, we should see it as like a really powerful helper,
Exactly.
something that can help us do our jobs better and create more meaningful learning experiences for students.
Precisely. And that brings us right back to Dr. Slotnick's vision of the experience architect. If we can help assessment professionals see themselves as designers of these learning experiences, ones that are personalized, adaptive, and data-driven well, then AI becomes more of an opportunity and less of a scary thing.
I love that shift in perspective. It goes from fear to possibility, from replacement to collaboration.
Yeah.
But what does being an experience architect actually look like in practice? How would someone use AI to design those personalized experiences?
Okay, so imagine AI is built into the learning management system and it's constantly analyzing student data and finding patterns we might not see.
Okay.
It's like having an AI assistant working in the background, looking out for each student and flagging any potential issues before they become big problems.
So instead of waiting for students to fall behind or fail a test or test, AI could help us spot those warning signs early and step in before it's too late.
Exactly. And we could tailor those interventions to each student's needs.
Wow.
Maybe the AI suggests some learning resources, connects them with a mentor, or even recommends a different learning path based on what they're good at and what they struggle with.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The possibilities are pretty mind-blowing. It sounds like a level of personalization that's never been possible before. But what about the instructor?
Yeah.
Does this take away some of their control over the learning process?
Not at all, actually. I think it makes their role even more important.
Really?
Think about it. Instead of spending hours grading assignments, trying to make sense of data, and figuring out who needs help, instructors can focus on what they're best at, teaching, mentoring, and building a supportive learning community.
That makes a lot of sense. AI can handle all the heavy lifting, the data stuff, the recommendations, so instructors can focus on the human side of teaching, the stuff that needs empathy, creativity, and a deep understanding of their students.
You got it. It's all about humans and machines working together to create a truly amazing learning experience. And that's where the experience architect steps in.
Okay.
The assessment professional using insights from AI can work with instructors to create experiences that are tailored to each student, helping them reach their full potential.
This all sounds so futuristic and optimistic, but I can't help but think about the downsides.
Yeah.
What about bias in AI algorithms? And what about student privacy?
Those are really important points, and they show just how important it is to have humans overseeing any AI system.
Right.
We need to be very careful about the ethics of using AI in assessment.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure we're building systems that are fair, transparent, and accountable.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about how we use it and what values we build into it.
Absolutely.
We need to make sure AI is helping students and not making existing inequalities or biases worse.
Exactly. And that's where assessment professionals are super important.
Yeah.
They need to be the ethical guardians, the ones asking tough questions, challenging assumptions, and making sure AI is being used responsibly and fairly.
This is a lot to take in, but I think we're starting to see what the future of assessment could look like with AI.
Yeah.
It's a future full of potential, but also some challenges and complexities.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hearing is that we shouldn't shy away from those complexities.
Definitely.
We need to embrace them, have those tough conversations and experiment, but do it responsibly.
You nailed it. We can't be complacent. We need to be proactive, informed, and involved in shaping how AI is used in assessment. And that brings us to a really important question for you, the listener. Where do you fit into all of this?
Are you ready to become an experience architect?
What steps can you take right now to start exploring AI and assessment?
Maybe join a group like the Java Jams community on LinkedIn.
Or try out some AI tools in your own work.
The possibilities are endless, and the future is full of opportunities.
This is like a really exciting time to be in education. And as we've been talking about, there are some challenges. But the potential for AI to change teaching and learning is pretty amazing.
It really does feel like we're at a crossroads. You know,
yeah.
One path takes us to a future where AI helps us create personalized and effective learning for every student.
And the other, well, that leads to a future where AI just makes things worse.
Right. It makes existing inequalities worse, makes bias worse, and basically undermines everything we care about in education.
Yeah.
So how do we make sure we're on the right path? How do we use AI for good and avoid those risks?
That's the question, isn't it? And it's a tough one.
It really is. But one thing's for sure, we can't just leave it up to the tech companies to figure this out.
No way.
We need to be involved.
Yeah.
Educators, assessment, people, policymakers, and even students.
Absolutely. We all need to be shaping the ethical framework for AI in education.
We have to ask the hard questions, challenge assumptions, and hold each other accountable for creating a future where AI serves us, not the other way around.
I agree.
And that all starts with education.
Yeah.
We have to educate ourselves about what AI can do, what it can't do, and how it might change our lives and our work.
We need to be having these open and honest conversations about what's right and wrong when it comes to AI.
And we need rules and principles for using it in assessment and everywhere else.
Yeah, and we have to be willing to try things out, to innovate, to make mistakes, and learn from them.
Because this is something we're all figuring out together.
It is.
The decisions we make now will shape the future of education for a long time.
That's the truth. So we have to make those choices carefully, with courage, compassion, and with this commitment to creating a fair world for everyone who wants to learn.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into AI in higher ed assessment,
yeah.
Hope you're feeling excited and also a sense of responsibility.
The future is full of possibilities, but it's our job to make sure that future is good for everyone.
So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the boundaries.
The future of education depends on it.
It really does. And remember, in the world of education and AI, there's always something new to learn.
That's right. Stay curious, everyone.